Well, sticking with the music industry, let's move to a big story in the world of pop music. If it were up to Lady Gaga, we would not be able to play this song yet.
I live for the applause, applause, applause. I live for the applause, applause, live for the applause, applause.
That song is called Applause. It was supposed to be released on August 19th, but it was leaked on the internet, so Gaga and her record label decided to release it early. That is a common occurrence these days for musicians, and joining us to talk about it from the Bloomberg newsroom in New York is Claire Suddeth, an entertainment reporter for Bloomberg Businessweek. Claire, there's an interesting backstory here. Tell us what happened with Lady Gaga's release over the weekend.
Well, so she has a new album coming out in November called Art Pop, and on August 19th, she was going to release the first single off of it called Applause, which you just heard, but it showed up on the internet over the weekend, and so she tweeted some very angry things. I think her main complaint was that as an artist, she had sort of lost control over her work, and it's not someone else's decision when to release her songs. Then her label decided that they would just push it out early.
How did it leak? How did it get put out on the internet before she wanted it to be there?
You know, that is a really good question. The single was supposed to come out pretty soon, and so when you are so close to the release date, at that point, the tracks are everywhere. They're going to be uploaded to iTunes. The CDs are out and being sent to people, and so it's sort of inevitable. I mean, usually when leaks happen, it's within the 2 weeks to a month before something comes out.
She is not the only one dealing with this. Katy Perry's new single, Roar, leaked 2 days before it was supposed to come out, and then the record label also ended up releasing it early. Let's take a listen to that.